Number five, confidence. How do you have more confidence? You know, some of us, when we come into the business, we look at some of the superstars, and we got some people in this room that are probably as confident as anybody could be in sales. I mean, they've been around a long time. They've seen everything. They've done everything. Nothing surprises them. You know, what is it that they have? What is it that makes them confident? Well, here's the mistake that we make about confidence, especially, you know, before we actually have a lot of it, is we think that one day we're going to be confident. One day our confidence is going to be just like the superstars are. One day I'm going to be able to go in there, no fear, I'm going to be able to walk right in, answer any questions, talk about anything. Well, here's the deal with that, is that you will be confident one day, but it's only will last for one day. Now, everybody who is really good at what they do, they have that confidence. But there's days when we don't feel confident. There's days when you feel like, man, I just don't have it. I just can't do it. And every day things will affect you to lower your confidence. I was in Seattle here a while back, and I had to go down and give a talk for 250 salespeople. There were two divisions of a company coming together, and I had to go down there and give a two-hour talk. And so I was staying in the hotel. So I'm riding down the elevator in the hotel, and I had my suit on, had my name tag on, and another guy gets in, and you know, he looked like a salesman. You can tell we all look alike, but I didn't say anything to him. And then finally, I said, "Well, how you doing today?" He said, "Oh man, I got to go down and listen to some speaker for 2 hours." What does that do to your confidence? I mean, now, you know, I was trying to feel good going down. On the way down, the guy says, "Oh, I got to listen to some speaker for 2 hours." And then I get a bullet just like that. And that's what happens all day long. You get these bullets. And you think, "Oh man, that one really hurt. Ah, what do you do? You just take the bullet and you keep going. And after a while, you do build up that confidence. I was in Miami. This was several years ago when I was still a manufacturer's rep. And I was selling hot dogs. And we had 45 salespeople in the sales meeting. And I cooked off my hot dogs. And we were going to have a big promotion. Oh, everybody really liked the hot dogs. And then there was one guy back in the corner. He said, "These hot dogs are salty." Well, you know, going in, I was at about a 9 or a 10 with my confidence. And then somebody else said, "Yeah, they do taste a little salty." Then everybody was shaking their head. "We'll never be able to sell these. These are salty hot dogs." And so my confidence is going down from like, you know, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and that's down to about a 1. And I'm thinking, man, what am I going to do? So I said, "Okay, well, here's what I'll do." I said, "Maybe they are a little salty." I said, "We got one that has a little bit less salt in it. So I'll go ahead and pick these up, and we'll reconvene in 2 weeks at your next sales meeting. And we'll kick this off again." So I had the hot dogs picked up and delivered the new hot dogs. And we had the cook-off, and everybody tasted them. Said, "Oh, these are much better. These are great." They were the same hot dogs. But you think I was going to let some guy in a sales meeting, you know, ruin my... This company sold millions of pounds of hot dogs every day all over the world. One guy is going to say, "These hot dogs are salty." Well, he probably woke up in a bad mood that day. He probably, you know, got mad at his wife and kicked his dog and looking for somebody to smack. We all wake up feeling that way. And he looked at me and he said, "Ah, there's the guy I'm going to nail today. I'm going to vent my mood on him. He's going to be the one." So here I was, you know. So That's how we have to see that. That's how we have to look at that confidence level. I was invited to do a program for a company, and what they had is they had an all-day training. And during the all-day training, they had breakout sessions. And then what my job was is to go to the breakout sessions and then write a speech as I'm going to the breakout sessions, and then at the end of the day, an hour recap on what they talked about. So I'm going to the breakout sessions, taking my notes, and I get into the operations one. And the operations manager his task was to inform the salespeople that they were raising the minimum order. Well, I never heard so much griping in my life. Raise the minimum order. How much is your minimum order? $250, $300, I think I was, heard some numbers floating around. Or not very much. But they were going on and on and on about how we're never going to be able to say. And I think the minimum order was going like from $250 to $400, something like that. And I'm looking at that and saying, $400? They just, $400 is what? Who has four kids in here? Anybody have four kids? You got four kids? Well, you know, you'd be a good customer for me. Because with four kids, you probably spend a minimum order a week. Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to come to your house and sit down with you and your family, and we're going to make out a menu. And then I'm going to go ahead and put that order in, and I'll put it for 2 weeks. We'll make a 2-week order. So it'll be double minimum order. And then I'm going to deliver it to your house. And then what I'll do is I'll have the driver bring it and put it in your pantry, put it in your freezer, put it away for you. You won't have to do a thing. And then what I'll do is I'll put it all on a computer, on a program, so you can just sit down and write your order every week, every 2 weeks, all by yourself. And then I'll go around to all your neighbors, and I'll do the same thing with them. And then we'll have a truck come into your neighborhood, deliver all these every 2 weeks, and they'll be able to enter their order online. And if you need any have any problems or need me, I'll be in Key West. Just call me on my cell phone and I'll handle it. There are companies that do that. A minimum order. Here's the thing that I noticed. Nobody asked what the maximum order was. Now, I might need to know that. I might be out there, you know, somebody give me a big order, too big to take. Well, what is the maximum order? But they're narrowing it down to think a minimum order. How am I going to get a minimum order? And a minimum order lasts about an hour in a restaurant at best. So a minimum order is just small thinking. It's just thinking that we're focusing on the wrong thing. We're not focusing on how much they're buying. We're focusing on how much can I get on there to deliver. And you know, you might need to know what the maximum order is. Why? Because if you go out and sell 30 cases of back ribs, and you normally sell 2 cases a week, and you're selling all of a sudden taking a you're going to get a lot of hate mail. I think that's going on right now with somebody. You know, so when you make a big order like that, it takes 3 weeks to get it in, right, Kurt? And you got to go hunt some down, and there it is. So minimum order. With a minimum order, we're just focusing on the wrong thing. And I think it's the way we program our mind. A company down in Orlando called me just a few years ago, and the name of the company was Rich Plan. I don't know if you ever heard of Rich Plan, where they come in and do similar to what I was just talking about. They come in and sell you a freezer, and then they sell you all the food to go in the freezer, and you know, it's a pretty big deal. They make fairly a fair amount of profit. And he said, we're stuck at 2 sales a week. He said, we just can't seem to get past 2 sales a week. They did a week-long training when they hired new people. So they said, well, come down and sit through our sales training and see if you can figure out what's wrong. I said, well, yeah, sure, that'd be great. So I went in and sat through their whole entire week. And all during the week, the trainer was saying, if you do 2 sales a week, you're going to be okay. If you do 2 sales a week, you're going to be just fine. You're going to make a good living. So at the end of the week, they said, well, what do you recommend? I said, here's everything you do on your training is great. I mean, you know, after you go through that, anybody could sell this. But make this one change. On your next class that comes in, change the 2 to 4. And say, if you do 4 sales a week, you're going to be fine. If you do 4 sales a week, you're going to make a good living. How many sales a week do you think the new class made? 4. Yeah. I mean, it's just a mindset. That's what it is. And it's the same thing with the minimum order. We're not looking at this guy buys, you know, $8,000 a week, and we're worried about a minimum order. This guy buys $4,000 a week, $5,000 a week. You'd be hard-pressed to find anybody out there buying less than $4,000 a week. Even the smallest account, a small little diner, I mean, a little tiny hole in the wall is going to buy at least $2,000 a week. They have to buy $2,000 a week to buy enough groceries, to sell enough groceries, in order to pay everything that they have to pay. If they're not buying that much groceries, they're not going to be in business very long. And they have to buy it every week, week after week. So when somebody says, I don't need anything, what are they saying? Yeah, that's right, exactly. What they're really saying is, I don't need it from you. So that's another thing that happens with our confidence is we are confident enough going in to know that, hey, there is a lot of food being purchased in this restaurant, in this facility, and I want some of it. So that's the attitude, the confidence level that we have. The other thing that bothers us a lot of times is being rejected. You know, nobody likes to be rejected. And that's something we have to deal with. I've always been a student of people who get rejected. I was in my house a while back, and my wife and I were in the kitchen. We can see out front from the kitchen, and there were two guys coming up the sidewalk. They had the white shirts, black ties on, and you know what they wanted. They were carrying a book, you know, and my wife says, you get the door. I said, yeah, sure, I don't mind talking to them. I always learn something when you talk to somebody. So I go out and meet these two guys, and I said, wait a minute. I said, before you save me, guys, I want to ask you a question. How many doors you knock on in a day? How many doors they knock on in a day? 50. 50. 50 doors in a day. And I said, well, out of those 50, how many people talk to you? How many? One. I guess I'm the one for the day. I guess you can take your rest of the day off. One. I said, what do you do with the other 49? How do you handle that? They had their answer ready. They said, well, we pray for them. I said, well, there's a plan. I said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to go in and give you a list of people. And you can go call on them and you pray for them. They need it because they're beyond my help. I can't do anything else for them. But these guys go out in order to train themselves in order to handle that rejection, that resistance. And it's the same thing for us. We have to build up that training. So that will be how to improve your confidence. So how do you improve your confidence? It's something you have to practice all the time. But just by being aware of it for a week, say, what are the things that knock my confidence level down? I'm going to address one of those this week and try to overcome that one little thing. What is it? Was it making a cold call? Is it picking up the phone and making a cold call? Is it calling on a country club? What is it that hurts my confidence? What is it that makes me feel a little nervous about my confidence level? And then do that week, and you'll get that confidence level up. So that's number 5, confidence.